Okay, today's daf is Ksubis Daf Mem Gimel. And today we're going to talk about a sugi that comes up here and in Maseches Yevamos, and that is the sugi of Katlanis, a woman whose two husbands have died one after another, and her being able to marry someone else. The Gemara comes up with this in the Diyuk of the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions here on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis that Hama'aris es Bito Vigirsha. We're talking about cases when the Knas is going to end up going to the woman and not to the father. So the Mishnah has to come up with cases where there is now independence between the daughter and the father. So Hama'aris es Bito Vigirsha if there's Erisin to the daughter and then there's a divorce. Erisav in his Armala, or only Erisin, and then he dies, Ksubasa Shalo. So then the father still gets the Ksuba because the daughter is not totally out of his Rishus. Erisin does not take the daughter out of the father's Rishus, and therefore he still gets the Ksuba. But he see of Agirsha, he see of in his Armala, Ksubasa Shalo. But if he did perform Nisuin and then she was divorced or her husband died, then she gets her Ksuba because Nisuin takes the girl out of the Rishus of the father. Says Rashi, the Mishihisiya Paka Rishusa. Once the Nisuin took place, then his Rishus is Nifka, Ubasar Guvaina Azlina, and you go by the moment of collection. The Guvaina Basar Hachiyu, and the collection is after Nisuin, Velo Azlina Basar Ksiba. You don't go after when the Ksuba is written. Lomar, Ho Vahari Shoda Nechtava Ba'oda Rishus Ha'av, Meve Atevi Da'av. We don't say that since it was written in the Rishus of the Av, so that it should go to the Father. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Seifa. Yehuda says, right, Rashi is foreshadowing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arishona Shalav, Amrlo, Mishisiya, Elavi Arishuspa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, because you go by Shas Ksiva, and that is why, as the Gemara is going to say, since it was Birshuso Nechtavin, that is why it goes to the first woman, it goes to the father. But the Gemara is Bedayek, that in both cases of the Rashi, this is a case of if there was Arison and then divorce and Amana, Nisarmala, in both cases. It says Girsha and Nisarmala, in case of Erisin and Yisuin. So why did it pick two cases? Why didn't it just say two cases of Nisarmala? So says the Gemara, Taima, Yisia, Vigirsha, Yisia, Nisarmala. Abon Nisarmala, Trey Zimni, Lo, Chazil, and Suve. But if she, the woman was married twice and she had two husbands die one after another in the marriages, so then she cannot marry another man because she is muhzekes to be a katlanis. Her husbands die, and therefore it's dangerous for her to marry someone else, dangerous for the other person. And Agabarcha Gamashvalan, Kasasimlan, and this Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rebbe. And Rebbe holds, in this regard, at least, Trezimni Ade Chazaka, even though we usually have like Rosh Hashanah Leo, the three is a Chazaka, but when it comes to the case of Nisuin, even two is a Chazaka. Remember the Gemara we have is back in Yevamos, on the Afsan of Dalet, and the Gemara there says, in two cases we hold like Rosh Hashanah Leo, in two cases we hold like Rebbe. Right, we hold like Rosh Hashanah Leo by Vestos and by Shor HaMuad, that requires three, and by other cases, and we paskin by Nisuin and Malkus like Rabbi. Nisuin is our case. So our case that even two, because by say Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore we're Choshesh, in Holchin Achmaro, we don't have to call it Shogam Leo, but we're always Choshesh, and therefore we'd go by two. So that's the Diyak. What exactly is the Diyak? So Machlokas, we showed him here. Rashi says, what exactly is the Diyak from that the Gemara is making? That it doesn't say two cases of Almana, because that would be Derech Peronus. And the fact that the Mishnah doesn't want to say Derech Peronus, that's why it doesn't say it. That's the Rashi. V'daptana b'milsei delo linket b'derech Peronus. Right, it doesn't say Derech Peronus, that's why it doesn't say those two, the same case of Miss Armala twice. We'll get to another way of reading the Gemara in a little bit. But this is quoted by the Rambam in the Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Chaf Aleph Lamed Aleph, and is also quoted in the Eben Ezer. In Eben Ezer, we've had many chances to discuss various simanim in Eben Ezer in Maseches Ksubis. Here's another one, Simen Tes. Simen Tes and Hilchas Ishus is a whole simen, short simen about Katlanis. Two Seifim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shen Niseis, O Nisarsa, the Rama adds it. L'shnei Anashim V'meisu, we'll get to the Nisarsa. Lo Tinase L'shlishi, she cannot marry the third one. Shekfar Huchzaka Lios Anasheha Mason. It's a chazaka that her husbands die. V'im Niseis Lo Teitse, we'll get to that. What if she did get married? V'yafilin Eskatsha Yichnos. V'im Hikir B'chulu, and that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The Rama quotes there, Reish Omim, that the dafka imesu misas atzmam. If they die for no explainable reason, so then we say, oh, it must have been because of the connection to her. But if one of them was killed, there's a clear reason what how this person died, and it had nothing to do with her. O meis bedever, o nafal vameis v'chadome, or fell off a high ledge. Eino klum. So then, that has nothing to do with her. Lachein rabbe mekilim mitvarmelu vein mochem idem. And that is why many are mako regarding all these words, and we don't have to be machmer in this area, because one could kimat always find specific reasons for the death. Right? The Taz says Nir Ladam Mustar Vesel Lehit Perak Mefanin Leinin Hakaza B'Mali Shabsa. Right? The Taz says maybe this is similar to doing a bloodletting on Erev Shabbos. The Avagav the Sakanahi Mikal Malcham Kivin the Dasha Be'Rabim. Since many people do it, Rashi there Hergul Lumito Goch Dochak Shomer Psoim Hashem. V'Chein Bazeh Hergul Lerabim Bazeh Bnei She'ilu Kalecha Lizar Bazeh. The Ein Zivug Matsulo. So that's so common to be able to find another Zivug. So if the woman finds a third one, we're not going to say that she can't, that the husband wants to marry her. Akin lo chashu l'sakana obs. That's why that's what we allow. So again, that's the Taz that brings up Shomar Psoi Hashem. Good. So that is the Ikar Adin, but the Rama says many are makel in this regard. The Rashba here, much of the discussion is here in the Rishonim, not just in Yevamos. The Rashba says here, it's interesting, it doesn't, the Gemara is medayik, that it doesn't mention two cases of Misa. But what about two cases of Gerishin? That's not mentioned. Is that an issue? One might think that, oh, two cases of Gerishin, she can't marry again because it's going to lead to Gerishin, which is also something that is not so positive malacha, right? Kasha Gerishin, the Gemara says. The Rashba says, doesn't make that diuk. Why? Because that's not an issue for a woman, right? The woman doesn't make a choice about divorce. Umiyu says the Rashba right here. But Gerishin, Avimatsi Lamit Katravayhu, it could have said both in his Garisha. Even three times, because after all, she doesn't choose to get divorced. Who is the player? Again, there's Chayr Debeinu Gershon, but at least he also has an important das in the Gershon. Ela hadlo nakalav and iskarcha treizimni mishum lo havi shamina minai tevza karevi tavi mina tohu adim and isamala treizimni to suchazi leksuve. Right, the Gemara's diak is only, it doesn't say twice this armala. If it said twice in this Garsha, it could have said that, says the Rashba, but then we wouldn't have been able to be Medayik only twice in this Armala and not a third time. So that's why it says the case of twice in this Armala. But really, it could have said twice in this Garsha. And then he quotes, there is a day that argues. V'ikamand Amma, there is a day that argues. Rashi and Yevamos and Nachavav. And others, and there's a day in the Ramah that we'll see in a second. The Ikamah de Amar, the same thing. The Nisgarsha Shrei Zimni, Lo Matzi Lemenkat, the Afia Sura Lihinasei. Right? No, couldn't have said twice the Nisgarsha, because they're also Asura to get married if she got divorced twice. Volishna de Kalkula, who? And that would have been a Lashon of Kilkul too. Kitmi da Amrinan, Bishili, Ketan Eshes Achiv, Biyavamis, as it says in Yavamis and Afchavav, at the end of that parak, my love, it's a diak, Misa, Gershon, Gershon, but the Rashba argues, Ve'eno Nachom and Atam Shamarnu. I don't think that's true. How can you blame her for the Gershon? She's not the one that is in charge by Gershon. To Gershon, Ihi Logarma, Behumidi, Elabal, the Midaiti, Megarish, Ve'chein Kazan Harivinzal. And then he quotes, V'o Nira Lilidaktik. And also, Miman de Yoiv Taima, Mishum, right? We know from Yevamos, the Gemara there has a machlokas, whether it is, how do you look at the case of, let me just find the Lashon, the case of Katlanis. Do you say Mayan Goremes, Mayana, or do you say Mazel? The Gemara says, towards the bottom. Hello. I'm there. Rav Mordechai the Ravashi. Hachi Rabbi Meir Rav Shmuel Rafuda. Ma'ayan Goreim. V'Rav Ashar. Ravashi Amar Mazel Goreim. Right? Do we say what's the danger? Ma'ayan, meaning it was something physical. Right? Having bia with her somehow makes something in the man's body react, and then he died based on physically being with her. That's Ma'ayan Goreim. Mazel Goreim is something more metaphysical. And the Gemara, that's the machlokas there. So the Rashba alludes to, so maybe that's also, what does that have shayfus to this case of Nisgarsha. Mimad diyof time mishum de ma'ayan gorim v'lesle mazel gorim. De Nisgarsha lekla meimer lo time de mazel. Right, obviously, by Gerishin, Mazel is the only one that shayach. V'kivad de laman de lesle mazel gorim Nisgarsha lo mitzera. Right, and given the one who says ma'ayan gorim, then for sure Nisgarsha, it's since in that case Nisgarsha is meaningless. Aflamandar ma'ayan gorim lo mitzera. Tibetaima dinivs almana pligi be ikerdina lo pligi delay mahai benis alam benis garsha delay meidachim salmana dafka. The Gemara could have quoted that as an afkamina in the case of two gerishin about mazel and mayan. It must be that it's not an afkamina. Must be it's not an afkamina, and therefore says the Rashba, there's nothing to be midai from our Gemara, and that is generally what we hold. The Rama has 2 days about it in that same Rama that we read before, but he says the ikur is like the mekel daya. The Rama says yesh omer duah din ishus v'nisgarsha shnei pa'amim ein lisa osa Rashi and Yevamis aval yesh omer misa dafka v'chein ikur, and that's v'chein ikur, and that's what we hold. We know that there are cases of a woman getting married 3 times if she was divorced before. Fine. So what did we speak about? We spoke about only if they die misas atzman, and the Rashba spoke about two gerushins. What happens if she didn't listen and she was avar v'nasa? What if she did get married? So the Rush right here in Ksubis, the very Dalit says we would force her to get divorced because this is sakana. This is sakana for the husband. And Hamir sakanta miyisura even, says the Rashba. V'yira'eh. Yira'eh means he's saying this by himself, not based on sources. Shekofino solahotzi. V'chamir sakanta miyisura. U'kemoshim u'chuyavin bezdin. L'hafrish es adam in ha'aveira. Just like Bezin has a chiyuv to make sure somebody doesn't do an aveira, Bezin has a chiyuv to make sure that he doesn't do something negligent to himself. And this is a Montanic Rebbe. The Rebbe says, "Zimni Avi Chazaka v'chein Hilchasa," as it says in Yevamis on Daf Samav Dalan Aves. The Rush says that this is a din liikuva. Is it a din daraisa? The Daraisa, maybe it's a svara that you have to, but it's probably the Bolan Afshal Seichem. But if you look in the Rambam is Megal. The Rambam in Ilchaz Yisuri Biyah, we mentioned earlier, Perach Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says, Beferish, Isha Halacha Laman Aleph, Isha Shunasa Nishes, Lashnei Anashim, Vamesu, Lashlishi Loti Nasi, Vim Nises, Lotetse, and that's what the Shokhan Ar Paskin, that Lotetse, if she does get married, and the notes that Kelim here talk about where the Rambam knows this from. V'atam says the Magen Mishnah she'ein lahosif al gzeros shel devrehem. It's a gzera d'rabanan. It's not a din d'araisa, but yeah, it is a dia d'araisa of protecting from danger. But who says this is danger? This is a gzera d'rabanan. So that's why he says ein lahosif ela masha amru hein befeirish umashma lo tinase hu lechatchila aval di eved lo v'lo matzidish eskiru b'katlanis. Bishum makom im osan shekofin osan lahotzi. Ubahari makom was amrlo tinasi. Ubiru begemara shim kanas eno motzi. So based on svara, it's not as strong, and the we wouldn't force them to get divorced in that case. If you look at the Pische Tshuva here, as the Pische Tshuva often does, he quotes fascinating tshuvas of the Achronim. Just a great place to look of Noda Yehudis and some sofers. Here the Pische Tshuva quotes from the Birke Yosef. What about this case? Yesh lachor im shtei achios meisu balena rishonim. What about if two sisters, they're each married to a man, and each husband dies? So if each husband dies, do we say, does that mean anything in this area? Inechshivu katlonios. Are they called katlonios? Because they're sisters. One woman, two husbands died, she's a katlonis. What if two sisters each marry once? So, and maybe it won't be the nafkamina v'shuv kol chadim minay lo tinase af l'sheni. And then each of them can't marry even a second husband. V'achol ha'shlishi, and they have a third sister, lo tinase gam l'rishon. Right? She can't even get married at all. Ki hecha d'kayim olam b'yaradei asemin rei samagimol l'inyin mila d'achios machzikos. Just like we find by bris mila. If you have two sisters that each had a baby and the baby died in mila, so you see this hemophilia in the family. So here too, maybe you say there's a problem in the family. Va'ala b'machshavati, says the Pesachei Tshuva, d'lamad d'amar ma'ayan goreim yitzad lo markein. If you say, like we said before, ma'ayan goreim is something with their physical body, then fine, me'la. K'mo le'el simit beis b'mishpachas nichvin, v'gabi mila b'yaradei asham. Av'lamad d'amar mazal goreim, pshita d'lo amrinan b'zachiyos machzikos. But mazal goreim, every person has their own mazal. So therefore, says the Pesach Yeshua, I for sure wouldn't think it's a problem. V'hadalo Amar, I wanted to say this as a nafgamina there, as we said before, why didn't say this garsh as a nafgamina? Many times, v'chayshi lomar elachado tremil, it only says one as a nafgamina. But he has that that question. Also in the Pesach Yeshua here, quotes the Tshuva of the Radvaz in Tafrei Samaches, Beis Tafrei Samaches, another fascinating question. Isha Shemes Baila Rishon, V'neseis La'acher, a woman marries a husband, and the husband dies. And now she married a second husband, and the second husband gives her a get alzman. The get should be chal in 3 months from now, and the husband dies before the kiyum hatnai of the get. Meitzah b'doch hazman. Isha zu katlonis. Is she a katlonis in this case? And the Radvaz says, well, it depends if it was a tnai me'achshav or not. Because is she an almana? Is she a grusha? The Haitian, im nasan la gita b'me akshav, kinohog barova gitin hamim saras lisman, if it's a gemme akshav, because that's the point, many times husband used to go out traveling, if I don't come back, and if you find out that he dies, so then it'll be chal l'mafreya. See, if you say that, so kivish yigi as man v'lopah, says he didn't come back, hari mugureshes l'mafreya, she's mugureshes, vein is a kukal yibam, and there's no yibam, hilkach v'avik atlanis, ela migureshes, umuteres de nasa l'shlishim v'kuliam, it's for sure fine. What if he died in between? Therefore, she's an almana. Sometimes, if somebody says ubara, that means maybe it's not so bar, right? Because this is a chiddush. You might say halachically. Let's say Mayan Gorim. The same thing happened. Right, he died the same day. So you're saying it's fedapi halacha whether she's an almana or whether she's a grusha. So again, if you say it's about a lo plug, the chachamim made dinim in lo plug, and this is depend what she is, then fine. But to say that it's based on some type of even mazel, he died. So if you want to be machmir, say he died in any case. So what that is lamafreya a gershin, but he died the same day. Or you can do the opposite. Right, he gave a get. And you want to say when lamafreya? But there was all still a get involved here. And if you would have said me'achshav, maybe it has to do with how do you look at tznoi me'achshav. That also might have something to do with it here. Whether you look at it as lamafreya, it's kiilu, it's mamish lamafreya, and therefore we don't even see the again once you put it lamafreya, then you don't even see that it went lamafreya, or you say what's called mikana lahaba lamafreya, right? So it might relate to that, but again, the Radvaz does not think so. Radvaz thinks that, no, you go by halachically. Does she end up being a grusha? Then she's not included in this din of katlanas. If she ends up being a amana, then she does. Finally, does she get a ksuba from the second husband? Now she can't marry a third husband. A real case of katlanas. Does she get a ksuba from the second husband? So the diyak from Rashi in our Gemara is she does. Why? Because there's another way of reading our Gemara. There's another way of reading our Gemara. And this is what, there's a day in the Rishonim, the Ram Bar Yosef, quoted here in the Rashba, in the Ritva, quoted right here, say, that what's the diyuk of our Gemara? The diyuk of our Gemara is that, you see, it doesn't say the case of Katlan is twice. Why not? It must be because it doesn't want to have a Derek Peronis. That's Rashi. But the other Mefarshim say, that this other Rishon, the Ram Bar Yosef says, no, the fact that it says two cases of Gerishin and then Nisarmala, there's a Ksuba. Why did it say that case? Because if there was two cases of Nisarmala, she wouldn't get a Ksuba. It wouldn't be Ksuba Sashala. Why? Because the Ram Bar Yosef says, it says in the Ksuba, Kisha Tinasila Acher, Titzli Mashakasav Lefi, when you marry someone else, when you can marry someone else, then you could take the ksuba, and she can't. She can't take the ksuba here, right? Rabbi Moshe Gores, I want the zarmala sheisim need to suba chazil and subele less the ksuba. I'm reading from the Ritva. Misheni vagavurcha nakam lanu besom letan grevi upirishuzal dila rebi kivan sheni yochol inasil shlishi af misheni less the ksuba. That's the diak here. Why chada dohatidaso? Number one, it was a mekatos. Because when he married, he didn't know that she was going to be a katlanis. Visu sheinani kori bal kishitana tinasi laacher titli mashakasel lefi, and therefore, and because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no, she would get ksuba from the second, but she wouldn't get ksuba from the third husband. And the but Rashi doesn't say that pshat of the Gemara. Right? Rashi says, no, the diak is that it doesn't say two cases of Nisarmala, because that would have been a Quranist. Not that she wouldn't get the ksuba in that case. The diak from Rashi is that she would get a ksuba. And that is what we assume. The Rashi and the Ritva both argue on this Ramba Yosef, and they say no. When it's, well, first of all, it's out of Mekatos. It's not islandist where there was Simanim already. Right? First of all, there were no Simanim, and also, maybe the bad mazel just started now. Who says it existed earlier? And also, along this part, when it says in the ksuba that when you marry someone else, it's only if she can't marry someone else based on the still a zika to the first husband. If there's no zika to the first husband, but there's an external reason why she can't get remarried, so that's not a violation of the ksuba. Ve'enonachos, says the Ritva. Teleka lemeimar lekishit kinasi la'acher, elo lemutek she'ene ru'uya linase, mishum ishus da'agida bay. She's still connected somehow. Aval hacha she muteres l'chala olam. Ve'en mini usa lehinase. Ela mishum chash sakana. Ein la ela kechola omu chashrin. That's like she's sick. She ain't la, she ish la ksuba. Vizet borer. And that's for sure. And to comment that these say, he says, no, it's not like the case of violence. There were no simanim there. Vichulu. So that is the whether she gets a ksuba. The Rush also discusses, you have the same thing, do you have an idea of a katlan? What if a husband has two wives that die? He doesn't think it would apply because for sure the Gemara would have spoken about it, and in a tshuva he tries to deal with why that would be, what would be the difference. Okay, we'll stop here. Some issues of katlanis.